is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into another week of fun and excitement. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gerard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Over the weekend, we were discussing the swine flu silliness, and actually we've been talking about it, of course, quite a bit recently because people are scared. And Obama has declared it a national emergency. And as we determined over the weekend, and Gard, we actually found a document that was written by the government people themselves just gushing about how wonderful the national emergency is, because it essentially allows them to
carte blanche,
do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
And, of course, the discussion kind of centered for a little while, at least, around, well, is this actually constitutional? It seems to be. And so basically they're using these loopholes that were written into the Constitution to essentially, whenever there's something that they can claim as a crisis, they just say, we've got a crisis. We need a national emergency. And then they pass a national emergency, which is just something that's either declared by the president or authorized by the Congress people. Either way, there have been several of them declared over the last few decades, and many of them are still in effect.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah.
So, you know, the question becomes, well, if they didn't have the national emergency, they'd probably do these things anyway and just get away with them. But at least this way they can claim that what they're doing is fully constitutional.
Yeah, far be it from me to be the guy who defends the Constitution as the be-all and end-all for freedom. But as far as it goes, I would heartily disagree with anybody who says that these moves are constitutional. They are not constitutional. There is no provision in the Constitution that gives the president the power to do this. And there is no provision in the Constitution that gives Congress the ability to give the president the power to do this.
I don't know, man. I saw a full 24-page government document that claimed up and down that there absolutely is. So I guess your interpretation doesn't matter.
Yep. You suck.
You know, that's really funny because I was getting ripped off by a robber. And I said, wait, he put a gun to my head one time, and, and I said, hey, you can't do this. And he had a whole document that said that he could. It was really weird. It was written by him. But, anyway. But isn't it amazing? And they get these national emergency things going, you know, like Roosevelt taking people's gold or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And people just sit idly by. Not only that, but like you actually hear people like, the government's actually doing something. They're doing something, and they pat themselves on the back. In a way, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but in the conversations that you've had with folks here on the show, and my conversations that I've had with people, clearly the government mishandled the H1N1 thing. They get all sorts of people ginned up about it because they know they want to be able to pat themselves on the back and acquire power if there is an outbreak of H1N1, and then they don't even get the vaccines out to people.
Rahm Emanuel is quoted as saying, don't waste a good emergency.
Exactly. And so did Hillary Clinton. Never waste a good crisis.
This is what these
crisis.
People think.
Yes.
It's absolutely what they think. And some of this stuff is outrageous, Ian.
What is this stuff you're referring to?
The things that are happening now. It's amazing.
As a result of the national emergency?
So, yeah. So my wife got this in her email, and this is from Mercola.com, which it's kind of one of those health sites.
It's a mermaid soda company, Mercola.
It's one of those health sites that she's very into. This
salty delicious
and this kind of thing. So it's sort of alternative medicine kind of thing. So I would encourage everyone to check these numbers themselves. However, this is supposed to be from CBS, and this is their actual news graphic. Okay,
so it's from CBS.
Well, through
according
Mercola.
To Mercola.
Okay,
gotcha.
So I'm not taking any responsibility for it, but if this stuff is true, it's absolutely outrageous.
And before you get into the details, we should mention that if it is from CBS, every piece of information that is offered by Mark has to be recognized as having a filter over it to remove old age lines, like they do for Katie Couric. So go ahead, Mark.
So here, and I know that statistics don't translate well on the radio, but try to stick with me on this one, Ian.
Okay.
Negative for other flu in Florida. This is just state by state, essentially. We've got four states here to go through. And Florida's the largest cases of N1H1. negative
H1N1.
H1N1. Did I say it wrong? Negative for other flu, 83%.
Negative for the flu.
Yeah,
this meaning, is what's that mean?
Other flu. 17% of the cases were H1N1. Basically, people are going to the doctor. They're being diagnosed as having the flu because how do you know if somebody has the flu?
I don't know.
You have to take a test, right?
Well,
they can't tell them at that point, so they're just getting their diagnosis, and then, you know, these things are being tested later, and CVS is going through these tests. So out of 100 of these cases that were called H1N1 flu, 17 of them were in Florida.
I see. So they were called H1N1 flu.
Correct.
Why?
Why were they called that? Because that's what they're calling everything right now. Do you remember me saying on Saturday night's show that the CDC is saying that H1N1 is the most prevalent flu out there right now, so we're just calling everything H1N1?
I don't remember that.
Okay, well, that is the case. That's what they said. It came out of their little government bureaucrat lie-spewing mouths.
Wait, Mark, didn't you say Saturday night you thought the CDC was one of the best government organizations?
I may have changed my mind today if some of this stuff's true.
Oh, yeah, especially when you look at what the CDC does with gun statistics. You know, first of all, it's supposed to be the Center for Disease Control, and every year or every couple of years, they come up with more bogus gun statistics where they lump in gang violence in with childhood deaths. People who are 17, 18, 19 years old, they say, oh, there's so many children who are dying of gun violence.
So people, so gangsters that are 18 are considered children.
Yeah, it's so bogus. And you know, the anecdotal stories about what you're saying, Mark, are starting to come out. Talk radio programs I was listening to today, and there's information online, actually. I got an email from somebody. I don't have my email open right now. And people are actually saying, yeah, you know, I went into the hospital or my doctor's office, and he diagnosed me with the flu. It wasn't swine flu. It wasn't H1N1. But he said that they're reporting it as H1N1. And this woman says, well, why is that? He goes, well, that's just what we've been told to do.
By the CDC.
Right, and this...
By evidently, I don't know whether it's CDC or the government.
This is what the peer-reviewed bullcrap really... It gets me crazy, because I want to believe that scientists are telling me the truth. I want to believe that, we must have human-caused global warming, because that's what we're told. I want to believe that, you know, H1N1 is the most prevalent flu that's out there today. I want to believe that vaccines work. I do want to believe these things. And then I see story after story after story where doctors and scientists are compromised by the government and their love for the government. And if these are the people that are peer reviewing the other people that are doing what the government people say, I have a difficult time. I don't want to be one of these troglodytes that says you can't believe anything that comes from the major media or the government. I don't want to be that. However, I'm really close.
You know,
let me tell you a few more of these statistics, because I only told you Florida.
Right.
Wow. And Florida is the big one. Is the best case scenario for the government. Coming out of California, 2% of cases that are diagnosed as swine flu are the swine flu. Coming out of Alaska, 1% of the cases that are diagnosed as swine flu are swine flu. Coming out of Georgia, 2% of the cases.
What does that mean for the statistic that we were talking about on Saturday that said that 1,000
people
cases
died?
It's a bald-faced lie.
Yeah, exactly where my mind was going.
The vaccine is going to kill more people than the thing that it's supposed to save you from.
And on that vaccine, two months ago, there were reports from England about this, you know, very, very unusual nervous system disorder that people were picking up because of the early injections they were getting for the swine flu.
You know, and there's a contingent of our listenership whom I love having there, because they ask some really hard questions of me when it comes to health and health freedom and all that other stuff. However, I just, you know, this kind of thing that I'm reading right now just enrages me. It whips me into a fervor that I'm supposed to believe these scientists and doctors and peer reviewers and all these, the scientific method, when it appears to me as though all of those people are in bed with the government. They get the vast majority of their funding from the government, and when the government says jump, they jump. And it's just absolutely ridiculous.
So is the reporting discrepancy the only outrage that you were talking about? Because you were talking about all these outrages.
You don't think that's outrageous?
I think it's pretty outrageous. But is that the only one you were talking about?
It's the only one I'm talking about. Yes, they're lying to us about the H1N1 virus.
Got it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. Totally free for you at freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Nick is in Massachusetts, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hey,
I just wanted to sort of talk about something that sort of irked me today. It's just sort of a casual observance. You guys have talked about this before, sort of police abusing their powers and parking where normal people wouldn't be able to park.
So that's correct. They do it all the time.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you can't park on the freaking sidewalk. I was walking today, and at least I've never heard of any law that says you can park on the sidewalk. And there was a cop car, and there was it was parked on top of the, not even a little bit on the road. It was completely on top of the sidewalk. The guy who got ticketed, of course, was on the road. Now, if I had talked to the police officer, my guess was, well, I don't want to get in the way of people. Well, clearly the other guy was in the way of people if you were going to be in the way of people. So he should be on there, too. But no, that break the law. That break the law.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It seems like, and in Florida they didn't do this as much, but it seems like they're very quick to try to get someone to pull over to the side of the road. And I find this to be extraordinarily dangerous.
They did that a lot in Florida.
Yeah, it was on the main street, too, where people were passing, and, you know, there were a lot of cars going by. And
they'll freak out if you try to go a little distance to get into a parking lot.
Yes, they will.
They'll flash their siren. I guess they'll turn on their siren, the blare of their siren.
They'll
make a big deal out of it. If you just try to go a little farther so that you can get into a parking lot where you're both going to be safe and you're going to make it the right of way safe for traffic to go and all that other stuff.
That's one good reason to go into a parking lot just from the safety aspect. Another good reason is if you can pull into a parking lot and into a parking space, then the cops aren't as justified in calling a tow truck. Because if they pull you over on the side of the road and they decide to arrest you, or they sell you, if they're not arresting you, they're just saying, hey, your license is suspended so you can't drive, that's when they'll call a tow truck to get the car out of the road and then tow it back to the tow yard. But if you're in a grocery store parking lot, then you can usually say something to the effect of, well, I'll just have my friend come down and get this. There's a better out for you there as far as avoiding a tow. But you're right, Mark. They do not like you going any further than is absolutely necessary to pull over immediately, and
right.
They'll get very upset.
I was on the Howard Franklin Bridge and crossing Tampa, and this is, they don't have that much of a lip there, but the police officer wanted me to pull over right there on the bridge, not cross the bridge, and then we can. I slowed down. He knew I saw him. But he wanted me to stop on that bridge.
Unbelievable.
On a bridge.
Could he even turn a U-ey at any point on that bridge? Probably not, right?
No.
You have to go all the way to turn around. You have to go all the way across the bridge to turn around. So it wouldn't have mattered. So if you pulled over at the end of the bridge, it's as far as his convenience is concerned, the officer, like, he might have wanted to just pull a U-ey and leave after he dealt with you, but he couldn't pull a U-ey because he's on a bridge and there's no way to physically do that. So either way, after he was done with you, he had to drive all the way to the end of the bridge. That's what I'm saying.
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay. So Nick, any other thoughts for us?
I was tempted. I mean, I had two tempting thoughts. One, I was tempted to walk up to him and sort of. I don't know exactly what my plan would have been, but I was thinking to tell him, you do realize that, aren't you, why are you, like, parked exactly on the sidewalk? Like, I don't understand. You're not supposed to be parked on the sidewalk. Why is he on the side of the road while you're parked on the sidewalk? But I didn't want to really risk doing that because I don't know what sort of, cop he is and what he'd say to me and stuff. And I was only passing by. I had better things to do than waste my time going talk to a cop. So.
I'm sure, Nick, that you're one of millions of people out there who've been in the same sort of situation. You know, the stories abound about seeing cops do things. I remember I was in Cambridge and on this little area of Route 2. They call it the Fresh Pond Parkway, and it's a sort of a back way to get into Boston. And there's a left turning lane. You can head towards Harvard, or you can continue down in this one particular route. The lights turn in red. And so I'm stopping, and I can see a cop car behind me. I'm in the right lane. They get in the left lane, turn on their lights, and then they go through the red light. They're in no hurry, and then they slow down once they're through the red light, just because they didn't want to have to wait at the stinking light. Then the other night I'm driving along, and, I don't know, I guess I'm going about 65 or so. Cop car, obviously goes flying by me. No, actually, he's on my tail.
He's on my tail. I was in the left lane, and I had to get out of the left lane, and then he's going flying by me. You know, that sort of thing, it kind of irks you, and, you know, that is, just shows the hypocrisy of the state.
Yeah, I mean, they know they're above the law, even though they're not supposed to be, even though ideally they should be more accountable than the average person for their transgressions.
And every one of their superiors will back them up all the way to the wall because they know that it affects the whole crew.
Well, and maybe they'll back them up, but that's only if they get caught doing something. Sometimes that you could say, for instance, you could call the police and say, I just saw officer number 203, you know, identifying them from the number on the back of the car. I just saw officer number 203 blow through a stoplight here at whatever intersection. And they could say something, well, you know, thank you for your report. We appreciate that. We'll take it under consideration. And then they'll just blow it off completely.
Good night, citizen.
You know, they'll just blow you off and ignore you because, well, you don't have any proof, number one. And, well, if you do have proof, that's when they'll start to close the ranks and defend them. And they'll come up with some sort of lame excuse. And, Nick, I don't blame you for not wanting to approach the officer in this particular case and pull, like, a Jimmy Justice, although I do love Jimmy Justice and what he does.
Yeah. First off, if you don't have a camera, do not do it.
I agree.
Secondly, if you're in another state besides New Hampshire, I would really, I advise against it. Because, Nick, I can tell you, you are the kind of person that enrages most, middle-aged males, younger to middle-aged. You are a young male, and they just... I have this same thing, and I know cops have it worse. They just don't like young males, and you coming up saying, hey, excuse me, sir, you should not be doing this. You are violating the law. He's going to drag you downtown.
That's what I was afraid of. He'd drag me off to some cage just because I said, aren't you breaking the law?
Yeah, it's a realistic possibility.
It's a very real possibility.
But I think that it's a good idea to generally try to hold some of these people accountable and videotape them or record them and then upload those videos to the internet. I think that's a useful thing to do. And kudos to Jimmy Justice. Of course, he typically picks on the traffic cops because in New York City...
He was actually a traffic cop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But now, when I say traffic cop in New York City, they have a traffic division. They're not actual cops. They're like they're just enforcers of parking related things. Yeah, they're meter maids and more, basically, as I understand it.
Well, Ian, have you guys seen this show? I don't remember what cable station it's on. I can't remember, but I think it might be Lifetime or something. It's this traffic cop show that they've got on cable
Once TV.
Oh, is it reality show?
It's a reality show, and they put cameras in there, a camera guy and a sound person in with traffic cops or cops pulling over people for speeding or whatever they might be. They had one in a city. It was the most unbelievable thing. I know we're coming up to the break very quickly. There was no way this guy could get out of getting a ticket, and I can tell you about it later on.
I want to have you finish that story.
It was almost comical.
Yeah, we'll have you finish that story. Thanks, Nick, for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And while we're talking about transportation, coming up, we'll tell you about a TSA shakedown at a Greyhound bus stop. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic. Safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird, not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone
phone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of Emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can edit virtually anything you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He's... has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. It's frontsight.com, and some of the premier training in the world. Frontsight.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls, but first, Gardner, you needed to tell us a story, the remainder of your story.
Yeah, more examples of the wonderful efficiency and addressability of the state in its generic form. In this case, this was a guy, must have been New York City, I assume. I came in about maybe 30 seconds into the story. City block, city street, busy city street, and a guy works in a shop on this street. And, you know, he's a hardworking dude, you can tell. And he's talking to the traffic officer, this woman. And
this is on a reality TV
show. It's a reality program all about traffic tickets being given to people. And God knows that's
riveting.
Just a great, great TV. And so very cheap, very inexpensive. It was very Shakespearean, I'm sure. So anyway, alas, poor Horatio, you know. So this guy's saying, well, I came out here and I got this ticket on my windshield. And she says, well, that's your card? He goes, yeah. She says, well, this isn't a metered spot. He says, that's right. There's no meter here, and there's no meter back there. And he says, and the meter back there was broken. And I was originally parked at that meter. And, oh, she looks at the ticket. She says, oh, well, you were parked at a broken meter earlier down the street. And he goes, yeah. He says, I was parked there for about 15 minutes. I work here. I'm in and out. He says, look, and he pulls out this big jar of change. He goes, I feed these meters all the time. That one's broken. That one's broken. That one's missing. That one's missing. He says, I park at a broken meter. I come out 15 minutes later, and I don't have any problem. I move the truck. I park it here. And now I've got a ticket. There isn't even a meter here. So the woman says, well, sir, he says, you know, isn't there something you can do? I didn't do anything wrong. There's no meter. I got to park. I need to work. She goes, well, you parked on the same side of the road. And he's like, what?
Oh, I see.
So she says,
left and came back.
Yeah. She says, you can't park at a broken meter and then move your car and park on the same side of the road. That'll get you a ticket. He's like, I what?
Well,
he goes, I didn't know that. She goes, well, now
you know.
And he goes, but he goes, can't you use your discretion? I had no idea. She goes, no, I'm sorry. That's the way it is.
So,
why don't you post this on a sign?
Because they couldn't possibly post all of their rules on one sign. Because it's not intended to be simple. It's intended to be complex.
Yeah.
That's their whole goal. It was the same way when we worked in Sarasota, Ian. I know you always used the cheapy lot and parked at your mom's place, so you would walk to work. However, I was a sales guy, and I was in and out all the time, so I'd park right there on Main Street in front of the studio. And the rule was, if you pulled out of your spot and went within 15 spaces of the same spot that you're in. And it really didn't matter how long you had been there.
Yeah.
All that mattered is that you had been chalked. You may not have gone your entire 2 hours, which is what the limit was on these spots, but if you came back and parked in a different spot, they could give you a ticket. Because what you could be doing is sort of structuring your parking, which is pulling out and pulling into the next spot or something like that.
I've done that a few times.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
Everybody has done it. I'd go out with Windex and every time and I just squirt the chalk off.
What's the chalk? What do they do?
In this case, they had this, it looked like a tennis ball on the end of a 6-foot stick. And it was actually a ball of chalk, like powdery chalk. And they'd hit your tire with it while they were going by in the meter made thing, the little meter made truck. I can't remember what they're called, but
right.
They hit them in the scooter, and that's what they did all day. Doom, doom, doom. And when they found one that had chalk on it, they'd stop and they'd give you a ticket.
So if you'd
been there 2 hours.
Right, if you'd been there for more than 2 hours in that spot.
Well, that's how they knew that you had been there for more than 2 hours, because obviously they couldn't, you know, there's no other way for them to know that.
Do they use different colored chalks for different hours?
No, I don't think so.
No, they'd use the same chalk for the same day, I guess.
It's not the most foolproof system.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Especially not if a guy like me would come out with Windex and spray my chalk off.
Do you have to rub it at all, or would it just come right off?
It just rolls right off.
That's cool.
Oh yeah. Man, that is just unbelievable.
So in this case,
yeah,
it was the same thing. He parked on the same side of the road, moved up to a spot, even though there was no meter there. They said it was still against the law.
Yeah, and then they show the meter maid getting back into her van.
The heroic meter maid.
Yes, the heroic meter maid. As this guy is left standing there holding this ticket, this poor guy, he's got a $52 ticket, and he's standing there.
$52?
Yeah, $52.
New York City.
Yeah, and he's standing
in New York City?
And she gets in, and she goes, well, now he's learned his lesson. And it's like, what?
Wow, which lesson are we referring to?
Jeez, oh,
obedience.
Man.
Do as we say.
Absolutely. And then they go back to the guy, and he's like, does that make any... And he's like turning to the camera people, does that make any sense to you? He's left
it doesn't
alone.
To me.
That's it. Bye,
Let's
dude.
Continue with your calls and go to Don, listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don.
Hey, guys. Love the show this evening.
What's on your mind tonight, Don?
Well, I appreciate you guys being out here. I'm hoping to ask you if you could mind if I just put a plug out for a blog I've begun. It's a good subject.
What is it?
It's divorcesupport.info. All one word, just divorcesupport.info.
And who are you intending to support?
What's that?
Who are you supporting?
Anybody who's surviving a divorce right now or eventually going to prevail. Anybody who's going through a divorce right now that needs someone to ask a question of, to find an answer with, to research something. Maybe just, we have a chat feature on there. Maybe they just want to talk with somebody at the blog. We only have a few members right now. We're just getting rolling, and we've just gotten a page rank. Yay.
Now, what is your expertise
rank?
Right now, the page rank is 0 of 10, but what was the other question?
What is your expertise? I don't know what the page rank is either, but what is your expertise? I mean, have you been through a number of divorces? I mean, why
just
should anyone
so
go
far
to your website?
I personally, I went through a bad one, and yes, it did partly inspire the idea for the blog, yes, and I'm just hoping to offer sort of an outreach for anybody else that's going through one right now.
So you want to bring people who are going through divorces together, people who've been through divorces, people who are maybe thinking about going through a divorce, bring them
and
all
even
together.
People who are about to get married. Yes.
There you go. Bring them together like in a kind of a forum format to talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm. We offer the ability
useful
for people to ask questions.
Okay, great.
You can also post.
Next time, you've got to buy some advertisements.
Thanks.
And
I'll
ask
be happy
you
to.
And what's your opinion about state-sanctioned marriage?
Ooh, I think the state should stay completely out of marriage.
There you go.
For that matter, personally, I think the church should too, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's your business. I mean, a lot of people love their churches, and they would absolutely want them involved. But I definitely see where you're coming from.
Out.
Yeah, just try to spread the word to those people. Try to spread the word to the people who come to your website, man, because the more people understand that, at least we'll be one step closer to freedom in that case.
If you want to buy some ads with Free Talk Live, get in touch with Mark at mark@freetalklive.com. And thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's a nasty business, divorce.
It's tough.
I can imagine that some people would want to talk to others who've been through it and, you know, get the inside scoop.
A lot of people have been reduced to poverty, and a lot of lawyers enriched.
Taryn is in Georgia. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Fellas.
Taryn,
hey, fellas, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
I've been through the big divorce club there, too. That's not fun. Don't do it. It's expensive. What I wanted to talk to you about was Kurt Hoffman. If you want to catch your viewers up on Kurt Hoffman's story?
Yeah, Kurt is in jail for 180 days. Because he dared to tell the judge, the man that was wearing a robe in the courtroom, he dared to tell him to please, to use the term please. Because the man in the robe was trying to get Kurt to sit down, trying to get him to leave the audience and come up to the defendant's table for the trial they were going to have for him. And I'll bring you back, Taryn, here. I know that you want to talk about this in a moment. 800-259-9231. And Kurt said he was willing to go up to the table as long as the judge told him please. Judge didn't want to say please. Instead, he wanted to put Kurt in jail for 180 days. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
Ian Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show, then we ask you to support us voluntarily by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, amp-only podcast, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board and enjoy the perks. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Less trouble, less dropped bottle, dropped and broken bottles, fewer dropped soda cans, all the problems that come with bringing the groceries in. I've got a new product called Totasec that I've been using for, I guess it's been a few months now, and it's just so much easier to carry all those groceries in just with one little handle. If you get more, you bring two handles, and you don't have near the problems. I just remember how much frustration there was bringing the groceries in, because I would want to bring them all in one trip rather than making multiple trips back, and that would be difficult to my forearms to carry them all. Totasec makes it a heck of a lot easier. You can go to TOTASAK.com. You will not believe how much your life will be improved by this little tool.
Your forearms. What would you do? Put the bags up your arms?
I would. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. I never even thought about that. Normally, I just tried to wrap as many around my hand as possible.
I couldn't hold them all in my hand because it would hurt. Mm. So I would put them on my forearm and then kind of like, you know, do arm curls with them and walk in like that.
Wow, that's desperate.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to anymore.
No. It's changed everything. Totasec.com. TOTASAK.com.
Taryn in Georgia is back with us here. This is Taryn from the LCL Report at LCLReport.com. Taryn, welcome back to the show. You were calling in about Kurt Hoffman. He's one of the liberty activists up here in New Hampshire who's currently in jail, coming up on a month now in jail because he dared to ask a rogue man in court to use the term please. And I don't think it was an unreasonable request on his part. The robed man who calls himself a judge was demanding that Taryn get out of the audience and come up to the defendant's table for a trial that was scheduled on that particular day. And Kurt indicated that he was willing to come up to the defendant's table, although he didn't really appreciate being forced to be there in the first place for what he believed was a bunch of silly nonsense traffic citations.
But he said he was willing to come up to the front of the, come up to the defendant's table should the judge just simply say, please come up to the front, please come up to the defendant's table. And the judge or the man in the row refused to say please and instead decided to get upset about it. And I don't know what's so funny, Mark.
It's just funny. It's funny. I mean, it's a funny set of
circumstances. This man is in jail for 180 days.
And got his butt beat as a shame. And it looks like he might have serious complications.
That's true. He was attacked once they left the room. Once they left the courtroom, they went back into a secret chamber where one of the members of the police decided to knock him over as he was handcuffed. And he fell on his head and neck, perhaps permanently damaging himself. He cannot stand up fully without severe pain. He is seeing double in one of his eyes, and he's been in a wheelchair. I don't know if he still is in the wheelchair at this point, but he's been blogging over at freekeen.com. We just got the blogs up. His first six letters that he's sent out were just posted over the weekend, and we're going to continue. Mike Barsky from mail-2-jail.com is the man who's responsible for, number one, getting your messages out to Kirk, because you can go to mail-2-jail.com and send actually piece of physical mail to Kurt through the internet, and then when Kurt writes back to mail to jail, then Mike will post those over at Free Keen, so we can actually read what's happening to Kurt and read his thoughts, and you can see his first six entries at freekeen.com right now. All right, go ahead, Taryn, with your thoughts.
Oh, no problem. I actually got a letter myself from Kurt, and he had explained to me some of his injuries, and now, before I was, a full-time activist, I used to be a doctor who concentrated on soft tissue injuries. I know a lot about this stuff.
Okay.
And my understanding is that it's been very, very shady about how they're treating Kurt in there. That, I used to do these workers' comp cases. And when someone would get hurt at work, you always had to go to the company doctor. You weren't allowed to choose your own doctor. And the company doctor was always some shill of a doctor that was bought off to never find anything wrong with anyone.
Yeah.
I would examine the same patient, and there'd be tons of stuff wrong with them, but the company guy said, oh, he's fine. And it was one of those deals where I think the only doctor he's seen is the state doctor.
Yes.
Like, he hasn't been able to actually see a doctor of his own choice.
I'd like to point out that I've made several calls to the superintendent of the jail trying to get another doctor in there who is willing to go on his own time to go see Kurt, and I can't get a return call. I can't get through to the guy.
Hey, Mark, if you don't like it, you can just work within the system to change it.
No, clearly that's not working. But what is one going to do with civil disobedience?
No, I'm just saying, what do you do about that? You can't get a return call from the guy, and how do you solve this problem? How do you change this through the system? I don't know.
I don't see.
Well, what will happen is the system will come and bite them in the butt. Like, when I used to do these cases, and this is good advice, by the way, if you're ever in any some sort of soft tissue injury, what would happen is if you didn't document every little thing when it happened, they would say it was pre-existing. So, if Kurt doesn't document every single thing and it's not documented correctly and he doesn't get the test that he needs ordered to prove it, they're going to come back 6 months later down the road when he still can't see in one eye or he still, is having neurological complications. They're going to try to say, oh, he already had that. And if you can't prove it in court, then you're screwed. You understand what I mean? It's really not what you... It's really not really what happened. It's what can you prove?
It's true.
And if you don't order the right test and the doctor doesn't get in there and make the right documentation, you got nothing later on. And that's a big problem.
It sounds like they're not letting any doctors in besides their approved doctors. So what is he doing?
I think they're keeping him squirreled away because he looks such, if they got him out like this.
I agree with that completely. Yeah. I agree completely. The reason the guy's in there is because he didn't say please to the judge. That's not a week or 2 weeks worth of offense. That's a day or two to kind of give a guy trouble. They gave Ian, when he was in on contempt of court, they gave him an opportunity the next business day to grovel and scrape, and they let him out. However, in this case, they decided to throw the guy to the floor, and it looks like they really hurt him because he was handcuffed at the time. So why is it they're not letting him out? Why doesn't he get the opportunity to grovel and scrape?
Well, I can answer
that.
I can answer that. You're speculating. And so am I, of course. But the judge in this case, the robed man, Edward Burke, said that he had given him the rite of allocution, which is what he had given me because he forgot to give it to me the first time. So he gave me that, as you said, the next business day. In the actual audio from the trial, which you can hear at freekeen.com, you have to go back a ways. But in the actual audio, you can hear him offering him the rite of allocution and then saying, well, it's clear you don't want this, so we're just going to move on and put you in a cell. So the judge will say that he already has.
I see. Well, whatever. 180 days. That's great. That's real justice. 180 days for not saying asking the judge to say please.
It's not unusual.
Well, I'm looking further than this because I used to see patients where they would be messed up for years over something like this.
Yes.
Brain injury is no joke. Your head is bad news, and especially tearing up your neck and the soft tissue stuff. People don't think it's a big deal. Like if they get in a little fender bender or a wreck, or they fall down off a curb or something, and it'll screw them up for years if it's not treated the right way right away. And
yeah,
I don't think
true.
He's been treated for nothing.
No, clearly, I agree with you guys. I mean, clearly, part of the reason that they're keeping him in there is because he looks so bad and he's doing so badly. Although, Taryn, do you think that it would behoove those guys to be getting him a lot of good help while he's there so that when he gets out, he doesn't have a case to fall upon for some sort of massive lawsuit against them?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to take him to the company guy that's going to say nothing's wrong with him.
No, right, right. So
whoever
that's
the
all
state doctor is. And then all the evidence will kind of disappear over the next couple of weeks or months because no one can actually document right away when it happened. I used to have patients come in that would get in a car wreck, and they wouldn't start hurting for a month later. And that's kind of sometimes that happens. It shatters something and it doesn't catch up with you for a couple weeks later, and then you start hurting, and then it never goes away. When that sort of thing happens, if you don't go the day the accident happens, the court does not care. They will be like, someone will say that you got hurt sometime between the wreck and the day it started happening a month later. So you really, really, I hate to beat this over the head, but documentation is so important if you plan on actually going to court and winning anything, and also the right type of test. He should be getting stuff like, I think they ordered like an MRI, which will only show you the swelling and maybe if he tore some ligaments, but something like a visual motion fluoroscopy where you can actually see the neck move around.
Mm.
You can, it works like this. If you tear a ligament, you can't really see the ligament tear. It's really hard to see, but you can see how the bones are supposed to move normally if you see a bunch of series of x-rays of a head moving.
And if you actually had a decent doctor that you could
order the right tests
that you could see, then he could order those right tests, but they're just preventing any of that stuff from happening. It's absolutely outrageous. And Taryn, thanks for the advice and the suggestions. I'm sure people appreciate knowing those things. And thanks for the call tonight. We'll come up. It's Free Talk Live. LT's on the way.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.